In Blacksburg, Virginia, it was a day like none other. A university campus terrorized. The numbers of dead and wounded sound more like a war report on a bad day than an account of a morning at Virginia Tech. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And in this part of All Things Considered, more on the shootings that claimed 33 lives this morning. 31 of those deaths occurred in a classroom building 2 hours after an initial shooting in a dorm. This evening, Virginia Tech President Charles Steger spoke about the police's confrontation with the gunman at Norris Hall.
Upon arrival to Norris, the officers found the front doors barricaded. Within a minute, the officers breached the doors, which had been chained shut from the inside. Once inside the building, the officers heard gunshots. They followed the succession of gunshots to the second floor. Just as officers reached the second floor, the gunshots stopped. The officers discovered the gunman who had taken his own life. There was never any engagement between the responding officers and the gunman.
Joining us now is NPR's Adam Hochberg in Blacksburg, Virginia. Adam, earlier this evening there was another news conference there at Virginia Tech. What have we learned about the day's events?
Well, we're still trying to sort out the exact timeline of what happened with the events today. We know that the events unfolded over a period of 2 to 3 hours, but there's still some confusion about exactly what happened here this morning. What we know for sure is that around 7:15, University Police at Virginia Tech received a 911 call reporting the shooting in the dormitory, the first shooting of the day, a shooting that eventually left two people dead at that dormitory building. Police were still investigating that crime when the second incident happened about 2.5 hours later. And in fact, police had thought that police had already identified a person of interest in that first crime and were interviewing that person when the gunfire began in the second location, which was a classroom building where the carnage was much greater, 31 deaths in the classroom building, including the gunman himself. We're still trying to sort out the details of who this person of interest was and how he may have been related to the gunman at the second scene, if in fact they were related at all.
So there are two incidents, 2 hours apart, and as you say, a lot of questions about why the university didn't alert students and faculty members earlier, for instance.
What the president of the university is saying is that they believe the first shooting to be an isolated incident. They responded to the dorm about 10 minutes after they had received the first 911 call, and they thought that it was a domestic dispute, and they thought that the situation was under control, and they thought that the gunman, in fact, had left campus at that point. It was only when the gunfire began a couple of hours later that they realized that this was an ongoing situation. They said that after the first incident, they saw no need to lock down the entire campus or to send out a warning to all the students because they believed it was a shooting that was over and there was no further danger.
And just to remind us, Adam, when they did send out a warning, when and how did students and faculty learn about what was happening?
There were a number of ways. There was an email that went out to the university community at about 9:30 in the morning, and that would have been 10 to 15 minutes before the second shooting began. They also used a phone tree system that they have where they notify the resident assistants in the dormitory and then they pass word down to the people who live in the dorm. There's a loudspeaker system on campus that was used. But they said that it happened at a time of day when a lot of students are either walking to class or perhaps driving in if they live off campus. So folks were not necessarily in a position to check email at that point or to be in their dorm room to hear the message from the phone tree.
A lot of parents, faculty members, students are wondering who was actually in that building, in those classrooms. When will they release the names?
They're saying that they may be able to do that tomorrow. They have not released the names either of the victims nor of the gunman himself, who was among the victims, who took his own life, apparently. They say they may be able to do that tomorrow once next Ken has been notified.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Adam Hochberg speaking to us from Blacksburg, Virginia.